sir.
And I went back, and he never ordered me to change, and we did not change. And more on that later, too. The first inspection that I and my sergeant major went on of the regimental area, only first-class rooms and, you know, day rooms and places like that, just trying to familiarize myself with the area. Those of you that used to be in South Area, and I'm not too familiar with the other areas, but you remember we had athletic lockers downstairs? Well, we were down in the sinks, and there was one of the company commanders was walking us through. Down in the sinks, and all the athletic lockers were empty. And yet, the blue book had the old pictures with, you know, where to put your athletic shoes and where to store your footballs and cover your, you know, put the towel to dry. You remember that? And I said, well, sir, we don't do that anymore. I said, well, where do you put your athletic gear? Well, sir, in the closets upstairs. And I said, well, why don't you put them down here? It's in the regulations. Oh, well, and by the way, I don't know how they got away with it or whether they got away with it the previous year. Maybe they were just, you know, there was a void and they were going to fill it or something. But in any case, well, sir, you can't leave stuff down here. Why not? Well, to get stolen, sir. I said, well, are you telling me there's no honor at West Point anymore? Oh, no, sir. Well, when was the last time something down here got stolen? Oh, sir, I don't know. Sergeant Major, take a note. Athletic lockers. Well, we went in some first-class rooms. And there was a proliferation of hanging planters off those neon light fixtures. You remember the ones that we had in our rooms? Hanging planters. That ain't the best one. We collected 14 teddy bears that were propped up against the pillows on otherwise well-made bunks in first-class rooms. Whenever I found one of those, walked into a room where there was one, Sergeant Major, he had this big arm full of teddy bears. At the end of the little inspection thing, and when his arms were full, we walked. You all remember where the Bootlers was, up on that that hill. Well, there's a cliff, up and down cliff right behind Old South Area, and there was an alleyway between the cliff and Old South Barracks, the I-1's barracks and H-1's barracks. The Sergeant Major and I were coming down that alleyway from New South Area, and the Sergeant Major had 14 teddy bears like this. Unfortunately for the cadet, a cadet turned into the alleyway, and here comes the Italian Stallion and the Sergeant Major. As he approached this cadet, good morning, sir, to me. Good morning, mister. And he looked at the Sergeant Major and got a big smirk on his face. And he said, good morning, Sergeant Major. And the Sergeant Major said, these aren't my effing teddy bears, mister. Well, things were going along like this, and my cadet regimental commander came to me one day, asked for a moment of my time, which, of course, I gave it to him. By the way, his room was just 20 feet from my office. And he said, sir, I've got to tell you something.